Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas Farm Bureau's annual meeting is coming up the first weekend of December. And one of the things that takes place at that meeting is the business session on Monday. And then to talk a little bit about one of the aspects of that meeting is Kansas Farm Bureau member from Stevens County who serves on the Resolutions Committee, Brad Niehaus. Brad, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Brad, as I mentioned, you serve on the Resolutions Committee. Can you explain what that committee does?
The Resolutions Committee is the group that kind of helps discover and develop policy for Kansas Farm Bureau. There's 10 districts across the state. I happen to be in the 9th district, and we have meetings every year, several meetings, issue surfacing meetings, listening posts, that the local members from each district can come. And if there's any issues that they see policy-wise that needs to come up, they can be brought about. And it's our job on the Resolutions Committee to bring that forth and vote and discuss those issues and topics. So we do that several times a year in Manhattan.
Brad, this is obviously serving on the Resolutions Committee is a time commitment. So why do you serve on that committee?
Well, it's a really great committee because there's so many things going on with agriculture right now that need attention. A big thing for our area right now, really for Kansas, has been water. Water's always been an issue. It's going to continue to be an issue. And just having that voice, having the right policy is very, very critical because water's a big thing for the state and for agriculture. So I know it's a big commitment, but I get a lot out of it. And the neat thing about being on this Resolutions Committee is it's not just my area. It's represented. It's the entire state. So different issues that come up across the state, I learn a lot. It's been pretty rewarding for me.
So there's a lot of you that come together and come up with a tentative resolutions to present. And so one of the things at the annual meeting is the voting delegates get to discuss and get to vote on the tentative resolutions that the Resolutions Committee presents at Monday's business session. Could you talk about how those tentative resolutions really come to being created?
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, so usually in March, we'll have an issue surfacing meeting. And that's where people bring up any issues for the new year. We'll gather those from each district. Then we'll go meet in Manhattan a couple times over the spring and summer. We'll talk about those, see if those issues are common across the state. Then we'll take a vote. Hey, do we need a policy change here? Sometimes it's just editing things. Sometimes it's adding a little bit of language. A lot of times it's not major changes, but sometimes there can be brand new policy that we need. For instance, right now, there's a lot of talk with wind and solar, just making sure we have solid policy there because there's so many of these wind farms that's coming online and now solar. So we get all those. We'll have our meeting in October. We just came back from that one to finalize everything. And then that will be brought forward to on the annual meeting in December. We have a business session and bring all these tentative resolutions in front of the members, and then they can vote on them.
Brad, you've mentioned wind, water, solar. In your opinion, are those some of the bigger things that will be being voted on at annual meeting, and are there more?
Yes, absolutely. We talked quite a bit this year on some of the energy policy. One thing that was brought up, not to get too much specifics, was we kind of took a stance on prime agricultural land. And our position on that is we feel like, at least Farm Bureau feels like, our prime agricultural land should stay in production. And that's one thing that would be interesting. We bring that up as a tentative resolution, what people think about that, because they're not making any more land, and we kind of felt like that keeping that in ag production as opposed to energy, wind or solar, is maybe a better thing for the future.
And just like many things, knowing what is being voted on is important. So in your opinion, what value should people place on knowing specifically how they're voting?
Well, I would encourage people to, if they have a chance, they're going to be coming there to vote, to review the resolutions, and obviously, try to make those issue surfacing and listening post meetings that we have over the course of the year. But a really good resource that you can use is to go to the KFMB website and go to the advocacy page, and you can see what tentative resolutions have come out of the resolutions committee. And that's a really good resource. Also, before the business session, catch some of the committee members, or there's even a opportunity ahead of the business meeting. If there's something new that hasn't been discussed, that actually happened last year on a livestock issue, you can come and even talk right before meeting.
Brad, you mentioned taking the time, if you have questions, to go talk to the resolutions committee. There are times on the schedule that people can come meet with you as members. Why do you encourage people to go ahead and take that time to come?
I just think it's very important. I mean, there's a lot of big issues that are going to be coming up here in the next several years. And this is their time to make their voices heard. And just like last year, we had quite a bit of discussion on the mandatory country origin labeling. It's kind of a neat process in a way to watch how all that works, because there was a lot of vigorous discussion on it. We took multiple votes on some of these big topics, and you know, it's just important that people are educated and do get to share both sides, so you know, people can make a decision which way to go.
Brad, do you have anything else you would like to tell people who are coming to annual meeting and are a voting delegate?
You know, like I said before, if you have a chance to check out some of the stuff ahead of time, go on the KFMB website on the advocacy page, kind of check out what we got, what has come out of the resolutions committee. And also, you know, part of that is also we have the different committees like Environmental and Natural Resources, some of those other committees, and also we take suggestions from them as well, and that's all gets discussed in the resolutions committee. But there's a lot of great resources there you can find. Also, just, you know, visiting with people and talking to people and catching the experts in the room. Well, that's what I would suggest.
Brad, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and kind of give people an overview of what one of the aspects will be happening at Monday's business session at annual meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. That was Kansas Farm Bureau member from Stevens County who serves on the Resolutions Committee, Brad Niehaus. If you're interested in meeting with one of those Resolution Committee members at the annual meeting, you can do so on Sunday, December 4th from 11:50 to noon in the Alcove Room, from noon to 1:20 in the Fort Riley Room, and on Monday, December 5th from 7 to 8 a.m. in the Fort Riley Room. The annual meeting of voting delegates will start on Monday, December 5th. If you would like to find out more information about the annual meeting or those tentative resolutions, you can go to kfb.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.